Brother Ralph, if you've got something you and Brother Mike shared earlier that we talked about, Brother Buddy.
You heard Brother Davison's comments. How many would be in favor of taking up an offering for Brother and Sister Lovell next Sunday here? All right. Thank you. All right. As we leave next Sunday, we'll have one of the deacons posted at the doors, and you have your love offering prepared for them, and give it to them as they leave, and I'm sure they appreciate it. Again, I'm glad that you're here today. I appreciate your presence. I desire an interest in your prayers. I feel like reading from the first chapter of the book of Hebrews this morning. I'll read the first six verses, and then we'll announce a text and try to speak to you for a brief time. If you have your Bible and you'd care to follow along, Hebrews chapter 1. And verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his dear Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholdeth all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. Now that's my lesson for today. And I pray that God will bless the reading of his word and that it'll be for our good and for his honor and glory. We are approaching Christmas, of course, a time that's been set aside to commemorate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to speak to you today on the subject of approaching the first advent. Of course, that word advent has special meaning. It is not an event, but it's an advent. We have all kinds of events, you know. We had a ice event earlier this morning. But an advent is the a welcoming of a special person. It is the coming of a special person. That's what an advent is. In theology, you Bible students, you know this already. But we refer to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ as being the first advent. And we refer to his second coming as being the second advent. Now, Jesus is a very special person. And we should certainly commemorate his coming into this world. It was a very, very special occasion. I said a while ago, he's a very special person. He is a very famous person. Not only was he referred to in the old scriptures, and I would hasten to say not by name, but he was referred to in many places in the Old Testament. And then when he was born into this word, into this world, God gave him a name. The Bible says that it was a name that is above every name. And the Bible also says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so he is a very special person, very important person. He is Savior. You know, he is not a Savior, but he is the Savior, the only Savior that the world has. And he was given to us by his Father. These arrangements were made even before the foundation of the world. He is a very important person, a very notable person. So that's why we call his coming the first time an advent and not an event. And so the Bible says that his name is Jesus. That's what the angel of the Lord told Mary to name him, Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And so we're thankful today for Jesus. We're thankful that God loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him could have eternal life and have a home in heaven. The Bible says that we are born again to an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And I have a place in heaven. And it's all because Jesus came and Jesus gave his life. He took my sins and he nailed them to the cross. That's what Paul says in the Galatian letter. That he nailed our sins to the cross. And he took our place and he suffered the death that we should suffer so that we would not have to suffer that death. Because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. And his righteousness has been imputed unto us. Now this Advent is so special. Because do you know, as far as I know, the whole world reckons time according to the advent of Christ. Do you know that we refer to this year in which we're living as 2018 A.D.? Now, A.D. Has reference to a Latin term, I probably can't even say it now. But it means the year of our Lord. This is 2018, the year of our Lord. And we begin counting time from the time that Jesus was born. And we count forward to 2018. But did you know that people counted time from the birth of Jesus all the way back to the beginning of time? Do you know how old the world is? Some people say, you know, that they find rocks or bones or this, that, and the other, and they determine how old they are. And they say, this bone is 4 million years old. Well, friend, according to the Bible, that bone is not 4 million years old. Did you know that the Bible is the most accurate way of determining how old the world is? You read in the book of Luke, chapter 2, the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it starts with Jesus, and it goes all the way back to Adam, the Son of God. And do you know, the Bible tells us that Adam was created on the sixth day. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. On the first day, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God created different things on different days. But he finished his work on the sixth day. And he rested on the seventh. And on that sixth day, the Bible says that God said, let us make man in our likeness and after our image. And the Bible says that God created Adam and Eve on the sixth day. Now you can start from Jesus and you can go back through the Bible and you can reckon the days all the way back to Jesus Christ. The Bible said Adam lived 930 years. But it says that when he was 130 years old, he begat Seth. And so you can trace time through the Old Testament from Adam all the way up to Jesus Christ. And the reckoning of time in the Old Testament is called B.C., before Christ. We reckon time A.D., the year of our Lord, since the advent of his coming into this world. I suppose you all knew that before I brought it. But maybe somebody didn't know it. And I want you to know that the Bible is accurate. It is without error. It is infallible. It is the very word of God. And we can depend on what the Bible says. So according to the Bible, the world was created about 4,000 years before Jesus was born. And there's been about 2,000 years since he was born. And that makes the world about 6,000 years old. And I know there are a lot of people that dispute that. But let them dispute it. And when you stand at the judgment, you can argue with God about it if you want to. But I'm declaring today that the word of God is true. And Jesus, he was so important. And it's no accident that we reckon time according to his birth. No accident at all. The Bible tells us, and I read in your hearing, God at sundry times and in divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets. And there are all kinds of prophecies in here about the Lord Jesus Christ. But verse 2 tells us, but in these last days he has spoken unto us by his dear Son. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into the world, and you know the Bible said that he was in the beginning with God. He was in the beginning with God. Who do you think God was speaking to when he said, let us make man? Let us make man. Well, he was talking to his Son, Jesus Christ. He was talking to the Holy Spirit of God. And so it says, in the beginning, John chapter 1 and verse 1. Maybe I can quote it, maybe I can't, I don't know. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So that puts Jesus with God the Father before the world was ever created. He was with the Father. And this lesson that I read said that Jesus, the Son of God, he said, He being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. You know, there was no one that could help Jesus purge our sins. That was a work that only He could do. And you know why, don't you? Because Jesus was sinless. He was without sin. Therefore, He could offer His sinless life upon the cross of Calvary as a substitute for sinful men. And that's what He did. And He did it by Himself. And this said He was made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. You know, we talk about Gabriel, and we talk about Michael, and maybe one or two other archangels. Lucifer was an archangel, you know. But he messed up, you know. He was filled with pride. He was so beautiful, and he was so smart. He had so much wisdom. He said, I'm going to be God. And he convinced a third of the angels to follow him in a conspiracy against God. And you know what happened to him? He got kicked out of heaven. But that's to our sorrow. The devil's not in hell today. He will be someday. But right now, he's going up and down through the earth seeking whom he may devour. If you live close to God, you'll have to battle the devil. I'll tell you that. You'll have to battle the devil because he don't want you to honor God. He wants you to mess up just like he did, you know. And he wants you to die. If you haven't been saved, he wants you to die and go to hell. That's exactly what the devil wants. But I'm off of my subject, I guess. Maybe I'm still on it. I don't know. God gave him a more excellent name than the angels. A name that's above every name. Why in the world would people want to deny Jesus? But a lot of people do. A lot of people have quit saying in the year of our Lord or 2018 AD. Now they say 2018 CA or CE, meaning common era. And they do that for this reason, so that they don't have to give a make a religious reference. That's why they do it. But I'm going to tell you, as long as I live, I'm going to recognize the day Jesus is born. And I'm going to give God honor and glory for that very special day when Jesus was born, because He's my hope. Without Jesus, we have no hope. And that's what Paul said in the Corinthian letter that he wrote. He said, without Christ, no hope. No hope. Then it goes on and it says, when he brought his first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels worship him. And they did. That night in Bethlehem, that archangel made the announcement. And he said, "Behold," he said, "well, I'm having a senior moment, but I know how to cure it." Second chapter of Luke, and this is what it says. The angel said, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the archangel that made the announcement a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I'm glad for Jesus. I'm glad He came. I'm glad He came. I'm proud. That is not a good word. I'm thankful to bow before the Lord Jesus and acknowledge Him. Most important person that's ever been born. No wonder it's called an Advent, huh? Now, I've got another sermon. I've got some more that I thought I would bring. It'd take me just about as long as it did to get through with this part. But I'm going to save it for later, because we've got a baptismal service. And this is an important service too. This is an important event. Faith was born again, saved by God's grace according to her testimony. And she's the only one that knows. And she said the Lord saved her. And she said she wanted to join this church and be baptized. And the church approved her baptism. And so we're going to. Faith, if you'll come with me, your mom can come, or if you want her to, and assist you. And we'll be ready just in a few moments. Brother Wayne, sing a song or two while we're getting ready. You can use that room over there, and I'll use this room over here.
Number 261, number 261.